Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You have a new offensive lineman in your locker room, and he's got a football name too, Brooks Pounder. What do you think of him coming over from Cleveland?
You know, we're really excited about the progress he's made in AAA this year with his slider. It seems like it's going to be a plus pitch for him, and we're looking forward to seeing him in almost any role. We told him to be prepared for any situation. You know, he's aware of the struggles that our bullpen has had. That's one of the reasons we went and got him, and hopefully he can be an upgrade for us.
Did you know him at all from the Cleveland organization?
No, he just came over there this year. Dave Island had him in Kansas City, is very familiar with him, so I'm sure he's going to fit in just nicely, and we'll see what we got.
You also have Chris Flexen up, and he recently transitioned to the bullpen. You're going to use him out of the pen here.
Yeah, we are. You know, I think that what we saw from his stuff when he made a start up here, the flashing of the 96, the plus slider, we really liked that. And we think that at this point in his career, the way our team is going and what we have out of this guy, it might make some sense to put him in the pen. We did it. We like what we're seeing, and we're going to give him a chance up here to prove what he can do.
You know, you've talked about the slider a lot here with these two, and I wonder why, you know, so many pitchers this year seem to have problems with the slider. Noah has had problems. I think even Diaz has had problems capturing what he had last year. What do you have any, you know, theories behind that?
Yeah, I think it's just happenstance, to tell you the truth. You know, there's other guys in the league with great sliders still. So I think it's just something that's happened to a few guys, and they all happen to be on the same team. I'm sure other relievers throughout the league and other starters are also experiencing some of that. But that's just year-to-year stuff. You know, sometimes it's hard to get a pitch clicking that year. But these two guys that we called up, they have their sliders going, and it's a huge weapon. There's a reason a lot of teams are throwing more breaking balls than fastballs these days, especially out of the pen, and we hope that will work for us.
Mickey, you've had a lot of tough losses this year. The two last night, because they were so condensed, probably hurt the most, I think. Did you talk to the team afterwards? Do you have to talk to them today to kind of get their focus back or not?
No. They've been focused all year. They came in today. There's energy in the clubhouse. There's enthusiasm. That's what you want to see out of your guys. I rarely have to talk to these guys about that type stuff. You know, tough day yesterday. It was really tough to lose like we did in the first one, and then to lose like we did in the second one. Very similar games. We're up, and then you lose. That's very tough. But these guys are going to weather the storm. We're going to get back to .500, and then we're going to get clicking and get to where we want to get.
All right, Justin Wilson will pitch tonight with Brooklyn. Robbie Cano is here. How is he right now?
He's doing well. We ran him through another workout this afternoon. We're going to make a decision on him, whether we activate him tomorrow. We'll make that before the game. And then Wilson, we're just going to continue to get outings and reassess from there, and hopefully he can be impactful for us soon.
And Brandon Nimmo is here. You're going to recheck him?
Yeah, it sounds like he came to the park the other day with a stiff neck again. Still battling that, so we brought him in, get checked out again, just to make sure we're heading the right direction.
And I was watching the first round draft pick out there, Brett Beatty. You might have to move the fences back a little bit for him.
Yeah, he's got some impressive power. He's a big kid, big lefty. I love the setup, I love the swing, I love the finish. The power is awesome. So we're looking forward to him getting out to a team soon and getting his professional career started off.
Good luck on it, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.